Good morning, WLLY listeners. This is Brother Amen Dave Moran. And the Amen Corner is on the air again. We'll have some good singing and music, as well as some old-time preaching. Amen. You can listen to WLLY anywhere you want to by going to WLLYradio.com. And it's all one word, WLLYradio.com. And just follow the instructions. This program is part of my personal ministry to see God's Word glorified. If I can plant a seed in your heart or water a seed already there, I pray God will give the increase. To God be the glory. Amen. So here is today's program. Okay, praise the Lord. This is Brother Dave, and we're going to begin our program with some singing. This is Sister Jenny Hayes singing, God is My Refuge.
Oh, he's so strong.
praise the Lord. Our next song I'm going to be singing it myself. It's called The Meeting in the Air.
Yeah. heard my mortal news, will be glorious, I do declare. And God's own Son will be leading one at that meeting in the air.
Ooh, thank you, Dave. Good job.
We only have time for like one more song.
I traveled along upon life's lonesome way. My burdens were heavy and dark was my way. I looked for a friend, not knowing that he had all of the time been looking for me. So now it's Jesus and me, for each tomorrow, for every heartache and every sorrow. I know that I can depend upon my newfound friend. So to the end, it's Jesus and me.
You know, as a youngster growing up in Detroit, we had a place that was nearby called Dearborn, Michigan, where the Ford Motor headquarters is. And they had a place called the Ford Rotunda, and they would decorate that up, especially around Christmas time. It was a famous thing. You can look it up online. The Ford Rotunda building was quite a modern-looking facility. It later caught fire and is no longer there. But they used to have the City of the Future in there. They had little cars going around in this miniature city. I believe it had a bubble over the top of it, like it's like under glass. You'd see little cars with lights running around a track, and I think it had helicopters and airplanes of different sorts going here and there, and skyways, roads built up into the air, and all that sort of thing. And it was the City of the Future, and I think man has an idea that somehow we can have a city of the future, and we think of the Jetsons, maybe, the old cartoon series of the Jetsons, where they had a robot made, and everything was automated. But what does the Bible say about a city of the future? What does the city of the future look like in Scripture? In the book of Isaiah, chapter 65, we'll begin at the 17th verse reading here. It says, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come to mind." That is some statement. This is God making this statement. He says, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come to mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem, and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. And for those days, for as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble. For they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear." And it goes on to describe the peaceable kingdom here in 25. It says, "The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and the dust shall be the serpent's meat. And there shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord." And that thing of the lion eating straw like a bullock, I saw that in a vision one time. I saw a lion
chomping, and I could see his eyes, and I could see his cheeks, and I could see his nose, that he was chewing on something, and I was going to look down to see what he had in his mouth. I was that close to him. I was right up at his face, and I said, oh, no, I don't want to look down. I know he's going to be eating some little helpless animal, and it's going to be blood everywhere. And when I looked down, and there he had a mouthful of straw, a lion eating straw like the bullock, and that was something. But that's the way the city is described in the book of Isaiah 65. I think we're talking about the millennial kingdom of God. Rather than the new heaven, the new earth, that's coming, that will come. But here we're talking about Israel and Jerusalem being the place where the law of the Lord will come forth, and it shall proceed from there, and the Lord Jesus will be the head in Jerusalem. All right, and from here we can go to 2 Peter, the book of 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 1. And this second epistle, beloved, now I write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, Peter is saying, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they are willingly ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, but as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Everything's going to be burned up, according to Peter here. The world is going to be destroyed. All the things we count dear, like the Eiffel Tower, the Mona Lisa, all those works of art and things that man has made is going to burn up one day. It's going to, it shall, the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing that these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. And this is verse 13 of 2 Peter 3. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found in peace, without spot and blameless, and account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them these things, which are some things hard to be understood, which they which are unlearned and unstable rest, as they also do the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware, lest ye also, being led away by the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. All right, praise the Lord. We can go from here to the book of Revelation, chapter 21 and verse 1. where we pick up the new heaven and the new earth. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, says John, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Imagine that, no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Of what we have today are just former things, according to this scripture. The former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, and I will shew thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and shewed me that great city, New Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even as a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And it had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. How about that? And on the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed, and measured the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth foursquare, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And some people will say, well, it must be shaped like a cube, but that's not necessarily true. He says the height of it is equal to the width. It doesn't necessarily have to be a cube, but there are points in that city that are just as tall as it is wide. Praise the Lord. And he measured the wall thereof 140 and 4 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was as of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, and the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth a sardonyx, the sixth a sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth chrysophilus, well, that's kind of hard, chrysoporus, the eleventh a jacinth, and the twelfth an amethyst, which is my birthstone, amethyst. That's where they get the birthstones from. That would be January's birthstone. And the 12 gates were of 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it, and the gates of that of it shall not be shut by at all by day, for there shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but that but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Praise the Lord. And that's the end of chapter 21 in Isaiah. What a wonderful city we see before us. You know, we think of the city of the future being modern and all these conveniences, but no, it's going to be holiness. It's going to be holiness through the Lord. There will be wonderful things there. It will be beyond our own ideas of what we could dream of and think of. Eye has not seen nor ear heard what God has prepared for them that love Him. And we're going to see that city. It's just going to be wonderful, you know, to behold that wonderful city that God is preparing. We look for a city whose builder and maker is God. Praise the Lord.
This has been the Amen Corner radio program with Dave Foran. This program is on the air each Saturday from 10:30 to 11. Thank you all for tuning in. If you're looking for a home church or a church to visit, come to our services here at Harbor Light Holiness Church on Highway 42 East, just about 2 miles from Wilson, on the left-hand side, just past Tarts Mill Road. Sunday service is at 10:30 a.m., and evening service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek service is at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays, so you can come and visit. Brother Irvin Lewis is our pastor. He'll be very happy to see you there. We are having our first revival of the year beginning January 28th through February 2nd with Brother Ricky Bledsoe. Mark your calendar now and plan to be here with us. I know you'll get a blessing.